and then he'd put in some for Mr. We'd have about 200 acres of wheat. And there was some work in it too.
When the machine, the binder would kick it out, then what would you do with it?
We'd pick, there'd be some come along, pick it up, and make a shock out of it. Put about a dozen bundles in a shock. And cap it off with a two bundles.
And then after that, would it dry, and then you come through and thresh it?
Well, it'd be ripe when it's cut. And then, of course, it would dry. Sometimes, I remember one year, the first year Hugh went with the thresher. He went till August. Started, I reckon, about the 1st of July. And he got in, he was hauling. And I remember he got in I believe about 30 days. And that's the only money I ever made was going with a wheat thrasher.
Is that right? So it would dry there for about 30 days.
Do we?
It would dry there for about 30 days, then you'd thresh it. And what would you do with the hay then?
When I first remember, they'd have a boy on the mule, two mules, two boys, with a pole, just hitched to the one hitched to each end, and they'd go drag that straw out way out there in the field, and then turn around and come back and go the other way. And then when they got the thrasher there, well, we'd set the fire first night, usually, the thrasher there, and burn it.
Oh, you burn it?
After we got our straw kits filled, we burn it.
Did you ever collect the hay and make a kind of...
Make a stack. They got these stackers that are to go and make a half moon. Straw had a pipe, and this straw would and had a wing, a fan under there to fan that out of this pipe. And that thing would just make a half moon, and that we'd always, after they got those kind of thrashers, we'd always stack ours, and sometimes keep them 2 or 3 years.
How high would the stack get?
Well, they get pretty high sometimes.
Did you put a pole up?
No.
Or just pile it?
I put poles up on hay. We used to raise a good deal. As I say, we had 4 or 5 mares. We'd breed and have raised most of the cattle we had. And we had